When farmers want to use animal waste as fertilizer, they typically apply the waste with a manure spreader pulled behind a tractor. The spreader works just a few inches or feet off the ground. Now, some farms, mainly big industrial-sized ones, are switching to spreading the largely liquid manure through overhead irrigation sprayers. Lynn Utesh is a farmer in Kewaunee County and a member of the Sustain Rural Wisconsin Network. Utesh says the problem is those big irrigation systems don't just apply manure to the soil.
But then it is also being aerosolized and causing it to drift. Some studies have shown for several miles. The problem with this is that this manure actually has 160 known pathogens in it.
Utesh says he worries about the sprayed manure blowing onto other people's lands and homes and onto nearby lakes and streams. Utesh wants a state working group on manure irrigation to get more input from critics of the overhead sprayers. The DNR recently asked UW Extension and UW-Madison professor Ken Jensko to take over as chairperson of the working group. Jensko promises to hear from all sides and wants to begin by holding two meetings that sum up the latest research.
That lay out what do we know about this technology, what do we still need to know, and then how are we going to answer those remaining questions.
Supporters of the manure sprayers say they can be used on crops in the summer and reduce the need for manure tanker trucks on rural roads. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.